This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire. We will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch for a Monday morning. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, at my Moss Nissan Studios, to great radio stations across America, as well as across the Caribbean. Hello, AM 1000, and all your listeners down there, and worldwide on the Internet, out there to places like, oh gosh, Germany. Hello, Maria, Major Mac, and also in France, where we got the folks over there chiming in, but I don't speak a lot of French, so I apologize. I'm trying to translate it as soon as I can here. But anyway, a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world too via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, for keeping us all free and safe. And let's not forget everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, whatever it is you're doing, especially the snow plow and the sander drivers. Holy cow, you're into it again. But take care, be safe, and thank you for what you're doing, keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different little things we have over there, and you'll see my contributors over there, my contributors page, and on it, let's see, the third one down would be the one, Denise Simon, who's on the phone right now. Hello, come in.
Good morning.
Your smiley picture's on that page.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
With a link to your website.
Yay!
Founderscode.com. Okay, I want to talk briefly about Paul Pelosi Jr., who apparently is hooked up somehow in this Ukraine scandal, but there's more than that, because One America News's Rachel Asensa has caught up with a journalist by the name of Patrick Holley, who has been covering the story of the Ukraine scandal, revealing the Biden's family, as well as what Rudy Giuliani just found out when he was over there with a company called Viscoil. What do you know about them?
The scandal was originally surfaced in 2014, so we're looking at about 5 years ago. Now, the SEC has charged several people, four people, including the former New Mexico governor and several others in suspended trading of a company called Natural Blue Resources, which was an investment company co-founded by what was known as Environmentally Friendly Ventures. And Pelosi Jr. was on the board, owned several thousand shares of stock and whatnot. Well, it turns out it was a fraud. And generally when those things happen, several should go to jail over that. But in this particular case, because of the powerful last name,
yep,
the SEC just suspended trading. Notice was sent to the Federal Register, and the company has not, they also had not been filing periodic reports, which is required by law. So really what ended up happening is they just pay a fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, now, with Giuliani over there, he may have been able to dig a little bit deeper into this, but the company, there was a spinoff, and another company was founded in 2009,
mm-hmm.
So there's some moving parts to all of this. And I don't know that it's going to go anywhere. It's just going to say that, hey, you know, Pelosi herself is not, her hands are not clean, and neither are her sons.
Okay, now, now enter into the mix another part of this story from One America News. It says, and I quote, a woman is accusing Paul Jr. and his associates of stealing her father's title to his home by defrauding her father of the property. The property is now a drug house and a den of prostitution. The woman is claiming that Paul Jr. defrauded her out of this property. She's also claiming that Paul Jr. forced her to have an abortion and weaponized Child Protective Services to have her children taken away from her because she reported him to the city of San Francisco for fraud. Really?
I can't speak to any of that.
It's a One America News story that came out over the weekend. It's brand new, and this only adds to whatever's going on. The reporter's name is Rachel Asenis, and the journalist who did the initial reporting was Patrick Howley, whoever that is.
It would be interesting that the L.A. Times or the San Francisco Chronicle hadn't reported. So we're going to probably need some collaboration.
Right, right, because trust but verify. But again, these stories that are coming out, I mean, it's just there. I mean, every time you turn around, there's something else piling in here.
Well, I mean, what, a lot of these people in Washington, D.C., you know, they're there not to do the people's business. They're there for business opportunities that they hear about and vote on and include in support bills into legislation at when it comes, you know, based on the committees that they're in.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh,
so,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they make money doing that. Mm-hmm.
That's precisely right.
Yeah, take a look at their net worth, these people. You would be absolutely shocked. You know, some of them start out, well, I can name one guy. I know a guy that started out worth $100 million. He's still worth $100 million today. So what's that tell you? He hasn't been taking the money, right?
Well, $100 million, he doesn't necessarily need the money.
That's correct. There you go. And it's kind of like our president. Our president works for no salary. People seem to forget that. All right, hold that thought. And folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And remember, it's all about we, the people here in this program. When we come back, we're going to shift gears and we're going to go into shifty shift mode because he was on the television too yesterday and he piped in with a lot of stuff and opened a lot more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by the USCCA. And how about a special Christmas gift for a friend or a loved one, a membership in the USCCA? Because they know the legal system doesn't always get it right. And how about giving them some peace of mind? Because defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. And the USCCA will not only protect you in the event that you need to have them for any type of self-defense problem that you have, but they'll also give you valuable training to help you out with the trained instructors they have at the shooting ranges and whatnot, gun safety and target marksmanship and all that sort of stuff. So go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo on the right tab, the red, white, and blue logo, and see what happens, because the first thing you'll see is the free gun a day giveaway. Make sure you sign up for that. And every day it changes at midnight. And you'll also get $474 worth of free stuff for becoming a member. They have three different levels of membership. Check it out. Become a member. You'll get the free stuff, and you'll be in like Flynn. The Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there on the right tab. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, Adam Shifty Schiff was making a big old bid on television yesterday, telling everybody that, well, you know, I didn't mean it, and everything is fine, and the roses are red, and my impeachment is going to be, but it's okay if he doesn't get impeached, it's okay, because, gosh, it won't be a failure if Trump gets acquitted by the Senate. Tried to paraphrase him a little bit, but go ahead. What a dope. That's my point. What a dope. But go ahead.
He too was minimizing an awful lot of the hyperbole that's going on out there. But he did admit, gee, I had no idea that the FBI was behaving so badly. which is just false. He's on the Intelligence Committee. He's the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, which is probably why he hasn't had any intelligence briefings. He gets them, but he hasn't had them for the rest of the committee because he's been too busy doing what? Impeachment.
Yep.
So all the things that he should have with his briefings should have shared with the Intelligence Committee he hasn't done, which would include the abuses of the top floor of the Bureau.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets to say, gee, I had no idea, which is just false.
Mm-hmm. Now there was
we knew it. I mean, mm-hmm. Does the guy not read the newspaper? I mean, you could read the Washington Post and see what kind of abuses there were when it came to FISA. I mean, it's all has been talked about. Tune in to Sean Hannity for 5 minutes.
Now, how about Devin? How about Devin Nunes, who sent a letter to Mr. Schiff, and in it he said, "You need to go to rehab for lying and admit you have a problem, that you're in need of rehabilitation." I love that one.
Touche.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing. I'm happy that Devin Nunes has finally called him out again. Well, I shouldn't say finally, but again and again and again.
Sure.
But here's the deal. Do you think that our Congress is ever going to get any work done with all this? I mean, the divisions that we have in the United States is one thing. But the division now... we're in a full-blown battle between the Democrats and Republicans in the House and the Senate.
Yep.
So, poor little us out here, we're just forgotten, mm-hmm. You know? Our business isn't being handled.
That's true. And the other thing is that when it comes to Mr. Shifty Schiff, the jig is up because he had a town hall meeting in California, and what happened to him there, I say?
Well, nothing really. It's just that there were some Trump people that showed up, and this was for some kind of a recognition of the Armenian community
mm-hmm.
in the district that he represents, and things went sideways for about 10 or 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Sure isn't
nobody
right.
Got arrested.
No.
But it got out of hand.
Yeah, it was a lot of noise being made for a little bit. Okay, hang on, because I think we've got our favorite questioner on the phone. Good morning. Is this our favorite questioner, Badgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain.
What's Denise? Up?
Good morning.
Hi, how you doing, kid? Anyway,
it's
on the TV. It's on the radio, I guess, TV, radio, I don't know. Anyway, that the governor of West Virginia is going to be banning some guns, and from what I understand, I don't know.
Wait a minute. You mean Virginia, not West Virginia. Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah.
East, west, what the heck?
No, Virginia. There is a difference.
Virginia.
West Virginia is now red. Virginia is now blue. Go ahead.
Yes, that's true. Anyway, banning some guns,
mm-hmm.
and from what I understand, the Constitution allows people to keep and bear arms. Now, that's part of the Constitution. It's supposed to be for everybody. Now, maybe they could do something on guns by characteristic, meaning magazine size or style mm-hmm. or one of those things. But from what I said, even they were going to put criminal penalties and come get them and all kinds of things. They were at National Guard or something
correct.
Like that.
Correct.
Anyway... Can they ban guns by just like characteristic? Can they just decide care and you can't have them and like that anyway?
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. You will hear the Democrats say that. You will hear the Democrats say that none of our rights are absolute.
Right.
They said it many times.
Right.
And they're already banning certain weapons,
correct.
And they're already banning certain piece parts like bump stocks.
Yep.
So, yes, they can do it without what they say is infringing on the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is why we have so many of these cases that go to the Supreme Court. And I think there's one in there now, which will be decided on, and we will get the decision on in June. But I think, there's some people here that are really fighting back, and that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would argue that there ought to be just as much fighting back on the First Amendment as there is on the Second.
Mm-hmm.
We're really being challenged on all of our protections when it comes to illegal search and seizure.
Well, my good friend and the gentleman that has me on three radio stations in Washington State, because he owns some Alan Gottlieb of the Second Amendment Foundation, who is an attorney, who is representing people in that particular case you're talking about. But you are right about the, states have the rights to be able to ban whatever weapon they want. It's just that simple. It's called states' rights. However, the National Guard part, now that's where it gets a little sticky. Can you just send the National Guard in to take people's weapons away? No, you have to declare martial law in a state of emergency.
Well, I don't know about that.
Then it can be done, but that's the only way.
I don't know if Virginia has a red flag law.
Oh, and by the way, Virginia is a commonwealth, and that turns things around, too.
Well, I don't know if Virginia has a red flag law and what the text says in it, but just outright confiscation is illegal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and it depends on how the wording is, and we don't know. But I will find out later today. Now, the other thing is that, and Bob brought forth a couple of very good points there. Second Amendment. That's what they've been trying to do for years, the Democrats, is to change the Second Amendment, and it's not a constitutional right. Well, how many times have we heard, well, it's not a constitutional right? No one ever guaranteed you the right. That's a blah, blah. But they've got it all wrong when it comes to the Second Amendment, and they're going to find out, because these cases that are in there, so far the Supreme Court, which I think leans 5-4 conservative, has held up the gun rights for people across the country so far.
The last big decision from the Supreme Court was written by Justice Scalia.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I don't think there's been any other cases that the Supreme Court has accepted. But I think there's one there. It's on there now before this particular Supreme Court.
So, yeah, except for the Heller case in Washington, D.C., and that was a few years ago. Yep.
Yeah, that was mm-hmm. the Scalia decision. So,
yep.
I don't know. Man, it's going to just keep going where it is. I mean, when it comes to the Second Amendment, next year's going to look just like today.
Now, we're running out of time, and of course, time flies when you're having fun, but is it Joe DiGenova that said that the IG report must lead to consequences? Was that him? Is he the one who said that?
It very well could have been, but I don't know what kind of consequences there are. Therein lies the problem.
Okie dokie. Well, have yourself a great day, and I will be talking to you tonight again on the Radidio.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And welcome aboard, Diane. She just joined one of our groups. Welcome aboard, William. You joined one of our groups. Welcome aboard, Fritzy. Is that right, Fritzy? Join one of our groups. Okay, thank you very much. We appreciate you. And I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump continuing his attacks on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not yet sending the two articles of impeachment passed in the House over to the Senate. The president on Twitter accusing Pelosi of trying to take over the Senate. The president tweeting, "The witch hunt must end now," capital letters, with a trial in the Senate, or let her default and lose. Lawmakers still remain at an impasse over the form of the trial by the Republican-controlled Senate. President Trump will be in Florida at his home, Mar-a-Lago, in West Palm Beach for the 2 weeks over Christmas and New Year's with his family. North Korea appears to be at it again as nuclear talks have stalled, the regime's rhetoric increasing, saying it has a Christmas gift for the U.S. This warning putting military leaders in the United States and South Korea on high alert. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with their two locations to serve you. We'll get into all that in just a moment as we tell you, let them tell you rather, about themselves, the National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, the website NAA.edu, and here's more.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed headed straight off to college from high school. More people have chosen to go to a technical or vocational school to learn a trade that in most cases will not pay them as much as they think it's going to right off the bat, because you're going to start out as an apprentice, especially as a carpenter, as a plumber, as an electrician, as a pipe fitter, as a welder, as a heavy equipment operator, so on and so on. And even as a truck driver, you're going to have to go through a training period. So here's something where you can get started at the top level and start out making $50,000 to $60,000 a year by going to the National Aviation Academy. Now, they've got two locations to serve you. They've got one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They've got another one right down here where I'm at in Tampa Bay at Clearwater, Florida. And they can help you fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 to $60,000 a year or more. You have the potential right off the bat to make a six-figure salary if you apply yourself and if you wind up going overseas, because people that work with the contractors overseas for the government get that kind of money, as well as people that work for foreign airlines or foreign governments. Now, check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. It's that simple. Either in Concord, Mass. Or in Clearwater, Florida. Check them out in person. See what they have to offer. Ask the questions you need to ask. Get the answers you want to get. Veterans, your post-9/11 GI Bill definitely will cover you. For veterans prior post-9/11, or prior 9/11, you'll have to check and see what benefits you have left, but National Aviation Academy will do that for you. And in the event that you don't have any educational benefits left, guess what? You apply for a student loan. Now, here's the best part of it. That student loan can be paid off in 1 or 2 years, depending on how hard you want to work. It's that simple. And your certification, you get to keep as long as you work in the industry. Matter of fact, I know people that aren't working in the industry right now that have that certification even 20, 25, 30 years later. It never goes away. So check them out online, naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080, National Aviation Academy. Now, last week, the Taliban tried again, landing some rockets near the Baghdad International Airport, making it the 10th attack against U.S. interests or installations in Baghdad, near Baghdad, over the last several weeks. Now, they keep trying a little harder, a little harder, a little harder to get to the airport. Why the airport? Why is it so significant? Because that's where most of the men and material are coming in and out on a regular basis every day, all night. And that would be a big feather in their cap if they could launch some rockets or missiles and actually hit what they were aiming at. Well, obviously, we don't want them to do that. So, the Iraqi forces have built themselves up to the point to where they're out searching for some of these rocket launching sites, which good luck with that one, right? But over in Afghanistan, there's a similar problem going on in what we keep hearing coming from, Kandahar. The different attacks there that are going into what they call the foreign zone. Now, it's been another bloody year of fighting in Afghanistan, and it almost looks as if peace negotiations between the U.S. and Taliban seeking an end to America's longest war are pretty much being done in desperation to try to get our troops out of harm's way and bring the Afghanis more into situation. Will that work? I don't know. And then you have the possibility of U.S. troops being asked for and added in the Balkan states, or the Baltic states. Now, the Congress wants to know a detailed assessment from the Pentagon as to whether or not they're going to expand their presence here in the Baltics and what's needed to do so. Now, this is partially included in the 2020 defense policy bill that just got passed. So, where do we go from here? Don't know. By the way, there is a new life-saving process for several Afghans, interpreters, and people that have been working with the United States whose lives have been in immediate danger over in Afghanistan. After months of deliberation, Congress agreed to a defense bill that allows thousands of Afghans who worked with the American military to emigrate to the United States, and that is indeed good news for a change. That's indeed good news for a change. Hopefully that will take care of some of the problems, and they will be allowed to bring their families with them, which is a good thing, too. Now, we have a Vietnam veteran and a soldier who was killed in the Iraq War who were just included in the National Defense Authorization Act to waive the time limits for the Medal of Honor upgrades, and these two soldiers may still get their Medal of Honor being awarded to them posthumously. We'll know soon, and once we find out, we will let you know. By the way, reservists and National Guard members could soon see expanded access to TRICARE for some troops, the return of some benefits after certain deployments, and help the students through an annual defense spending deal brokered on Capitol Hill last week. That's a good thing. Hopefully that'll all take care of itself. And we heard about a sailor who was based in Florida, arraigned last week in a military courtroom for making threats and unlawfully carrying a concealed and loaded handgun at or near his Jacksonville command, according to charge sheets that were obtained by the Navy Times. Now, the as-yet unidentified petty officer did something he wasn't supposed to do. By the way, in lieu of what's happened in Pensacola last week, the Navy pilots there are asking for permission to carry their government-issued sidearms that they normally carry when they go up in a plane and go flying, especially in a combat zone. But they're asking that they be able to carry their weapons on the base for personal protection. Personally, I don't have any problem with that. But we'll see what happens. And let's not forget, a U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services preparing now to close 19 international offices by next year, telling the Navy that its service members need to plan ahead in instructing their commanding officers under the maximum support practicable to meet immigration appointments, those people that are here trying to bring in loved ones from other countries or trying to be a citizen themselves, which is what you do. It's one way you can do it. Fast track it is to join the military. And we'll see what happens. And after a heated partisan fight over the Pentagon's nuclear modernization efforts, House and Senate authorizers agreed to tell the U.S. Air Force that they can keep their strategic programs and move forward relatively unscathed. That's good news for the Air Force. Won't have to adapt, improvise, and overcome on that one, now, will they? All righty. I'm moving along. I'll be right back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Got some pretty good financial news to talk about today. And hello to everybody who's in that chat room. And a special shout-out to certain people over in Lakeland. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, there she is, Donna Fiducia, and she and her husband Don are up there, Carrollton, Georgia way, listening to us right now on our affiliate there, 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. By the way, they're going to get their toes a little toasty, a little cool, I should say, because some cold weather coming their way, and they might even see some of that freezing precipitation or white stuff where they're at, depending on where that frost and freezing line is. But this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by our friends at Mixon's Groveside Cafe. Now, Mixon's Groveside Cafe is the hidden gem of Bradenton, located inside inside the Mixon Fruit Farms retail store. Now, they've got some really, really good food in there, especially for lunch. Going to get cold? No problem. They got soup. They got chili. They got great, renowned Cuban pressed flat sandwiches. You're going to love them. They're fantastic. They're pot roast, slowly cooked, piled high, covered in Swiss cheese. Oh, boy. The best BLT sandwich I've ever had. The applewood bacon that comes with it. The big old forklift burger. Not to forget the amazing Superman, the one that Fritz couldn't eat. And then he told me that when he ha! Well, we'll get into that later. But anyway, he forgot the rest of his sandwich. But he couldn't eat it. He had the rest of it sitting there to take with him, and he forgot to take it. Now, let's not forget, and this is Chris Markowski's favorite part, at the end of things, you get to have some orange swirl ice cream. So, Mr. Chris Markowski, the temperature's nice and warm up there. It's not going to snow, is it?
Maybe tomorrow, I think it might a little bit.
I know, I'm watching it. I'm watching this. This thing is coming right straight at the East Coast. It's going to go right up the East Coast, right up into New England. And I'll tell you what, lake effect snow, yeah, buddy, kicked in about an hour ago.
Yeah, well, that's a whole new, that's a whole other world up there, as you know, up in upstate New York compared to where I am. But, yeah, if, we might get hit a little bit tomorrow. We'll see.
You know what I missed the most? The challenge of going up the hill to Syracuse University, because half the people couldn't make it, right? And those of us that could, we all had four-wheel drives. Remember those days? Remember those days?
Oh, yeah, but I used to walk a lot. I used to say those hills up there was just better off because it was just trying to find park and all that jazz. But, yeah, those hills, there's some steep hills. Strong legs going there.
Straight up, straight down, yeah. All right, well, let's talk about Obamacare, because I did not know this, and there's a story out there on Newsmax that says the Democrats and healthcare advocates are pushing for a deadline extension for the Obamacare sign-up after glitches in the computer system that people who thought they'd signed up didn't sign up, and apparently the system went down and nobody knew it.
Well, listen, the entire Obamacare in of itself, in my opinion, is one big glitch. One problem after another problem.
Needs to go.
Problem. And anybody out there that is actually paying for health care knows how expensive it's gotten, and it continues to get more and more expensive every single year. Everything that we were told about Obamacare, how it was sold, Obama sold it, was not true. What I told everybody was true. It's a wealth transfer scheme. That's all it is. It's just moving money from, you know, one group of people to another group of people. If you can fall underneath and you can get government subsidies, you're fine. Everybody else is going to keep paying a hell of a lot more. That's all.
Okay, we've got a question here from one of our listeners in the chat room. John is his name, and he's up in Schenectady, New York. He's listening to us in our affiliate up there. And he's saying, will they finally get rid of Obamacare after Donald Trump gets reelected and we have a Republican Congress?
Will they finally get rid of Obama? Listen, we had that, and we failed at getting that done. I'm not so sure. One of the more difficult things to do is to get rid of government handouts and giveaways once they're enacted. And you will have the fighting up and down. But the funny thing is, you know who else wants to get rid of Obamacare? The Democrats.
Yeah.
They want to get rid of Obamacare, and they want to put in Medicare for all the other health care plans.
Yep.
So I don't know. I mean, I would hope so. I hope that we will eliminate a lot of the middlemen. There's a free market way of handling health care and making the price go down. But there's so many moving parts now. It's become such an ingrained part of the bureaucracy the way it is. I don't know if that's going to happen.
Now, Boeing is about to lay some people off, unfortunately, because of the grounded 737s, which looks like they're going to be grounded until the spring of next year. That being the case, they may have to just stop their production altogether.
Yeah. I heard that this morning, too, that they're thinking about either cutting the production or scaling it back. They're not sure exactly what they're going to do. I guess the announcement's going to come a little bit later today. I'm sure they're going to have another plane that's going to come in to the mix here. This means that they're obviously having issues with the FAA at this point in time. I will know more today. But that's definitely a blow to Boeing, without a doubt.
By the way, we have another question coming from the chat room. This is coming from Susan. And Susan says, there are two Obamacare taxes that are likely to be repealed. Is that going to happen?
Some of the Obamacare taxes, well, that look like they may go back on. I don't know about taxes being repealed. Was the medical device tax, and they're looking to put that one back on. It's not just the taxes that they were going to put on in regards to on your tax return. That basically went away already. They're not really checking that anymore. That's not a big deal. You know, they're forcing people to have health care. You're supposed to do it, but they're not really penalizing people for that anymore. But as far as taxes are concerned, yeah, there's embedded taxes in many things that go to Obamacare.
Now, you live very close to New York City, and this is a report coming from the NYPD union chief, the president of the New York PD union and police union. And he's saying that the rising violence consequently compliments of Bill de Blasio and his policies are returning New York back to the 1980s. Now, you go in and out of New York a lot. Are you seeing and hearing that?
But without a doubt, there are areas that have most certainly they've changed for the worse. In particular, 8th Avenue, in and around Penn Station. In certain areas, it's gotten worse, without a doubt. De Blasio is just not handled as far as the crime is concerned, and we're now starting to see a lot more homeless out there. They're running into various different issues that we thought were done away with after Giuliani had left, but again, they're coming back. So yeah, I would agree with that assessment.
Now, the foreign markets this morning are responding very favorably to the news of the trade deals over the weekend, and it looks like as if it's going to boost our GDP. Larry Kudlow is saying by as much as 0.5% in the first part of 2020.
Could be. I mean, we'll see what's going to happen. I hope that's the case. But I've said before, Matt, my biggest concern is always jobs, job numbers, wage growth. That's the thing that's fantastic. That's the thing that we should all be thrilled about. And we have that right now. I mean, like I said, I've never seen a job market like this in my entire life. It'd be great to get GDP to continue to move to the upside. But again, you want a real good feel for the economy is whether or not you can get a job.
Yeah. 7.6 million available jobs right now, and about 6.5 or 6 million people to fill them. So we have an influx of jobs.
Oh, yeah, there are. And that's, we got to continue to get people off of the sidelines. We're seeing a lot of employers actually bring back retirees to work because
sure.
they need the workers. But yeah, we want to get that labor participation number to continue to grow.
Now, the other thing is that China over the weekend announced that they're not going to be putting the tariffs in on us, that we were going to put on them, and we stopped, we said that we weren't going to do theirs. So we're getting much closer to some sort of deal there. Is that correct?
Well, there is working parts of a deal that have been done, which is great. I'm glad to see that. We still got to iron out issues when it comes to intellectual property. It's going to be a process. It's not going to happen quickly. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if Tony listens right now that we might get into another squabble down the road with something, and tariffs in certain situations might come back on. It's going to take some time.
Okay, well, I don't know what you'll be talking about today on your podcast, but certainly the economy's got everybody's mind just kind of transfused, and we're hearing comments like best economy ever and greatest president ever, and all sorts of things were thrown around over the weekend after all these different deals came through.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the peanut gallery there in D.C., they're still pushing forward with this nonsense.
Well,
I'm going to see where that's going to go next.
That's going to bite them squarely in the butt, mark my words, come 2020. Okay, got to run. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is how you find out about him. And I'll be right back with more. Frank Silvato coming up from the Underground USA podcast. And a special shout out to everybody listening to us wherever and however you're listening. I'll be right back.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.